Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. And I'm going to start by saying that all things begin and end in the mind. The way we process our reality originates in our mind, especially in the subconscious layers of the mind. The subconscious mind is an invisible field of energy that originates everything we create, and especially the healing of our body. It also serves as the storehouse of our memories and of our beliefs and our emotions. So our perception emerges from this stored memory and from all of these beliefs that we keep in the subconscious mind. So the problem is that more often than not, our subconscious mind may be storing negative imprints, sometimes without our awareness, which are limiting and detrimental for us. And tonight, I'm going to talk to a wonderful physician, to an amazing friend of mine that I'm honored to call my friend from Hay House and my colleague, who's a trained physician and developer of the Lifeline technique. And together we're going to dive into the heart of the matter of healing, because actually this is the title of one of his famous books. So we're going to take your calls and we guide you into how to overcome the challenges using the power of your subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is where your most powerful thoughts are kept. Here lie the building blocks of your beliefs, your desire, your fear, your ambitions, your memories, and the most profound abilities are carefully stored in those deeper layers that I was talking about. So, as I said, my special guest, Dr. Darren Wiseman, is an expert in the human mind. He is a holistic physician. As I said, he developed this Lifeline technique, and he will explain you much more about it. He's also the best-selling author of The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude, Awakening to the Secret Code of Your Mind, The Heart of the Matter, and his children's book, The Daily Lessons of Infinite Love and Gratitude. He's a contributor of Dr. Emoto's best-selling book, The Healing Power of the Water. And based upon his expertise of the subconscious mind and holistic health, Dr. Wiseman is an international speaker in the field of consciousness. So he's been featured. I want you to know about this because it's very important. He's been featured in the films Emotion, Making Mankind, Beyond Belief, The Truth, and the award-winning documentary Heal. He's been written numerous articles for the Huffington Post, Prevention, In Style, Natural Health, and so on. I can't tell you enough about Dr. Wiseman, because he is just such an authority in the field. And he was named the thought leader for the United Breast Cancer Foundation and United Women's Health Alliance. So how amazing is that? Because his passion is teaching people how to intentionally change the emotional programs of the subconscious mind. So with no further ado, I want to invite my wonderful guest, Dr. Darren Wiseman, tonight. And we're going to talk to him about his lifelike technique and And we're going to take your call, so feel free to call in at 202-570-7057. Dr. Darren Wiseman, I love you. I'm so grateful that you gave me time to be on this show.
Oh, I love you, Carmen. Thank you so much. I'm really honored and grateful.
You are just an amazing person. And I know for everybody listening, I want them to know that you've studied at Kansas University and that you have every degrees possible on the planet, postgraduate studied, including applied kinesiology, a key total body modification, TBM, neuro-emotional technique, NET, neuro-linguistic program, NLP, and so on. I can go on and on and on with your credentials.
I'm a bit passionate about this stuff.
Yes, yeah. I know. And no, I love that you've looked into acupuncture, Ayurvedic medicine, shamanism, homeopathy, magnetic therapy, and all forms of energy medicine. I had no idea that you went to Colombo in Sri Lanka. There was a hospital. You've been at that hospital? You've been working there?
Yeah, I studied with a gentleman who passed, but his name was Lord Pandit Professor Sir Dr. Anton Jayasuriya at the Kalapuila Hospital in Colombo.
Oh, my God. Tell me a little bit about it, because I was reading. I couldn't believe it. I had no idea.
We would treat 300 to 500 people free every single day. I traveled over there and became very good friends with this incredible teacher. He was the physician of the Pope, and he taught such exceptional acupuncture and homeopathy and all these different interdisciplinary natural ways to help the body heal. Such a blessing.
Do you integrate any of this in your practice, like all this knowledge putting everything together? There's so much complexity, you know, bringing everything in the oneness that you create is, I've never seen it. I haven't seen anybody doing it the way you do.
Well, Carmen, on one level, it's very complex. On another level, it's very simple. I've come to realize that the simplicity is about love and gratitude.
Right.
And the vibration.
That's why I admire you and love you so much, because you're so genuine, you're so authentic, and you're so loving, and you're so hardworking. So I can't, you know, talk enough about you. It's like, you should see me. My lights are up. Like, you know, I'm so full of joy and excitement to be with you, because that's such an honor and such a pleasure. But I'm going to go back and asking you something that I want people who are listening to understand. Because people are sometimes, like you know very well, people are stuck, are struggling, people are stressed. At least they call me all the time with counseling sessions. They said, I feel stuck. I'm not going, I'm not doing anything. So what people should do when they feel struggling and so overwhelmed and impossible to break through their limitation and their emotional, negative emotion barriers, what do they do? What is the first thing that you tell somebody who comes to you and says, I'm stuck? What do you tell
them? You know, the first thing I tell people is that to look at it a little bit differently. And what I mean by that is, oftentimes people get stuck, whether it be in a relationship or finances or diagnosed with a disease. And then whatever the situation is, that becomes the problem. That becomes the problem that we're going to fix, that we need to figure out, that we're fighting, that we're afraid of. And I tell people that everything that you perceive as a problem is not a problem. It's a portal. And what I mean by a portal, if you think about what a portal is, it's a doorway to another place.
It's a doorway.
And that doorway is to the next greatest version of ourselves. And the key is, the next greatest version, as you began the show, we will find in our subconscious mind. But the key is, how do I get there? So how we get there is through...
Exactly. How we get there.
How we get there is through these gifts and strange wrapping paper. Here I am with this diagnosis. I've been diagnosed with autoimmune disease, with cancer. Here I am with inflammatory bowel disease. Here I am, and I struggle with anxiety and depression. That's the portal to the subconscious mind. So there's a process.
Oh. But you as a doctor, so if somebody comes to you, okay, and he has a serious anxiety about something that happened to them, or they went through a loss or something.
Yeah.
And you find that the diagnosing itself as a portal to the healing, no?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. That's the portal. That makes all
the sense in the world.
Here's the challenge is the subconscious, as you said, is invisible. So what we're looking to do is dance with an invisible partner. Well, how do I dance with an invisible partner?
So that's so fortunately, said.
Right? Fortunately, there's a couple things that we utilize that enable us to know that we're going to help someone with the Lifeline Technique. Like, I always know that I can help somebody with the Lifeline Technique because when you follow specific steps, we're able to guide and lead the subconscious mind to react differently. And the key word is react. The subconscious mind, it does not choose. It only reacts. So if we can get it to react with compassion, with love, with confidence, with calm, with gratitude, that will not only influence our thoughts, but it will influence our physiology. It will influence how our cells communicate. It'll influence our immunity. Right. So in the Lifeline process, Carmen, we use what's called kinesiology, muscle reflex testing.
Right.
You know what that is, right?
I know what that is, of course,
So we use kinesiology, reflexes in the muscles, to know when the reactive part of ourself is being triggered by measuring the nervous system through the muscle test. That way, when it gives way, we know that we're dealing with the subconscious mind. A lot of people go and they do cognitive therapy. They talk to a therapist.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with a therapist. It's great. My brother's a therapist. But cognitive therapy is not working on a conscious level. Cognitive therapy is not going to make change on the deepest level. It just not.
You're talking to a therapist. You're talking to somebody. Right. That's what I do for a living for so many years. And I cannot agree with you about the cognitive therapy, you know, because I've used it for so many years. But then that's why I bring so many other things into it, because I see, like you said, the limitation of what it can do. I cannot agree with you more. But I had no idea that this is the way you do. And, you know, I suggest, I don't know if you agree with me, to take a caller and to see somebody, like if you can explain to somebody who's been through a situation that was painful, and how can, you know, this Lifeline Technique can help her heal. Do you mind if we take a caller?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's talk to Shara. Hi, Shara from Washington, D.C. How are you, my dear? Can you hear me?
I'm great. I'm good.
Okay,
Carmen,
so I'm going to put you in touch with Dr. Warren Wiseman, and he will... and you can tell him, you know, you can talk about yourself and see in which way, you know, you can use Dr. Darren Wiseman technique, you know, for your own healing process.
Hi, Shara.
Hi there. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you regarding a very painful matter. I had lost my son 5.5 years ago. And it was like sudden death. And it's a very, hard road, a very hard journey. I think I've done well, but it does seem to flare up at night when I sleep. It does seem to affect my sleep. Mm-hmm. And even though you think you're doing well, it does, no matter what, it always catches up to me at night.
Yeah.
And not only did I lose my son in sudden death, I found him,
which
is really a horrible,
Shara,
it's a visual,
you know what?
Visual. Even I'm up for any advice, any help.
Yeah,
anything that
I
you
tell
think.
You. I mean, talk about and I'm so grateful to be talking to you, because talk about jumping into the deep end right away. I mean, my deepest condolences for such a tragic loss. I mean, that is the real deal of life. And the key here is, you know, in the experience of this, I mean, one could only imagine what kind of emotions and thoughts. But what I've come to understand is, you know, everyone goes through life differently, and everyone goes through death differently as well. And my question to you is, what about the death of your son, the sudden loss of your son, is, you know, here you are. How long ago was this?
Five and a half years ago.
5.5 years. How old was he?
20.
20. What's his name?
Kurt. K-U-R-T.
Kurt. You know, as you think about Kurt and you finding him suddenly dying, what about his death is most stressful for you today?
Just the sense of loss with, you know, your whole future is stolen from you. You know, mm-hmm. the whole, you know, the emptiness that, you know, you have, mm-hmm. that you share with a child, and that, you know, the joys of life you celebrate. Mm-hmm. And I guess also, too, that, you know, you're always asking yourself, how could this happen, or, you know, why did it happen? And, you know, you go through all this process, but it's just that emptiness. It's like a numb emptiness.
Yeah. And, you know, as you tune into the numb emptiness, you know, can you feel that right now?
Yeah, I feel it. I just feel it's just, it's like you're managing a disease,
mm-hmm.
like today. You know, I'm managing an illness, and I control it. But it's you just, it's still, you know, it's, you know, some days I do have joy, I can tell you, but there are days.
I understand.
It's just tough. It's a tough road.
I'm not questioning that. My question to you, though, is if you were to rate the numb and emptiness right now, what do you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10? 0 means it's not there at all. 10 means I'm ready to leave the planet myself, just to appreciate where you're at.
Probably 5.
What do you rate that?
No, 5. And, you know, and there are moments where it ebbs and flows.
Will you say it again? I'm sorry. What do you rate
about
it?
About a 5. But it ebbs and flows. You know, sometimes it's,
yeah.
You know, you feel you're having a good, you know, you're on a good,
yeah.
run, and then times you hit the wall, like you see the school bus and you see a bunch,
you know,
of kids
at
the school bus.
And
I want you to understand
something. I'm guiding you specifically through a process right now. I'm asking you questions on purpose. So I'm bringing
okay.
you through something. And here's the interesting thing about it, Shira. This is not therapy, even though it's very therapeutic. This is not therapy. But I want to
you and who you are in the reactive part of
the. Oh, I lost my connection.
Oh, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can now. Yes.
Okay. So I want to bring a clarity between you and the reactive part of you, and that's why I'm asking you just to observe how you feel, because this is an absolutely tragic experience, what you've gone through. So I'm going to ask you something that might sound absolutely ridiculous, but I'm doing it for a purpose. Shira, if you could choose to create your life a day or a moment, would you ever choose to create it where you were ever feeling any level of numb or emptiness on any level, let alone a 5 or a 5 out of 10 right now? Would you choose to create your life feeling this way?
No.
Yeah, then the answer is hell no. I would never choose it, let alone you would have never chosen the tragedy that happened 5.5 years ago with Kurt. Of course not. This is not a choice. This is not an action. It's a reaction. And when
Shira and Darren, I need to go to a short break of 2 minutes. Hold on the line just
okay.
1 minute for me, 30
Absolutely.
Seconds, okay? Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at ohmtimes.com. Ohm Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Ohm Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Ohm Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
So I'm back with Dr. Darren Wiseman and with my caller, my wonderful Shara from Washington, D.C. So I'm so sorry I had to interrupt you, but Dr. Darren, can continue. What you were saying was so fascinating.
Right. So, Shara, you know, I'm asking you something that I call the discerning truth question. And it could be called the ridiculous, stupid question, too, because it's like, of course not. I would never choose to feel dumb, to feel numb or emptiness. I'd never choose to have my life lost or stolen or to affect my sleep, to have my son suddenly die. These things are not a choice. They're not an action. They're a reaction. And that's very important because the invisible subconscious mind is also known as the reactive mind. It never chooses. It never judges, right? If it gets triggered, we react. And the key here is, and I'm on my end, Shara, just so you understand, I'm using kinesiology and I'm using the lifeline technique to tap into your subconscious. And the key is the part of you who's reacting in this way isn't you. It's a part of you. And it's a memory that lives in, I don't know if you know the chakras, but it lives in your third chakra. And therefore, it affects your self-esteem. It affects your self-worth, and it's influencing in Chinese medicine what's called your metal element, which affects your lungs and your large intestine, affects your skin, affects your mucosal membranes, and it's a memory that stems from when you were 8 years of age. Now, when you were a little girl, 8 years of age, you were in an environment where you didn't have the ability to process the emotions and the energy of that environment. And at eight, Shara, you were in an environment of inner darkness. You were in an environment of lack of trust. There was weakness and instability. There was fear associated with parental figures. And at eight, you didn't have the ability to process the emotions at that time. And either did the environment around you. Either did the environment around you. And when that eight-year young part of you gets triggered, you, as the woman you are today, become an eight-year-old little girl. And you form a lens
And you can only see through this lens of inner darkness, lack of trust, lack of self-worth, value, and esteem. And that's the part of you that's showing up with the numbness and the emptiness. So I invite you to just take a moment right now and connect to the little girl inside of you, my friend. Embrace that 8-year-old little girl who's in this environment where you didn't have tools, you didn't have an incredible miracle guidance show that you could call this incredible Carmen Hara and myself to work through this. And take a moment and embrace the 8-year-old little girl inside of you. And my question is, if that little girl could choose to feel anything, what does her heart desire to feel?
Joy.
Now, I invite you to repeat after me. I am joy.
I am joy.
Awesome. Let's do it again. I am joy.
I am joy.
I am joy.
I am joy.
Good job. And I invite you to repeat after me. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Great job. So that's the vibration that we are planting on a subconscious level. Now, my question to you is, as you think about what it means, those three words, I am joy, it's so powerful to think joy thoughts and to see yourself and to see the world around you through a lens of joy, to feel joy in your heart, to have yourself communicate, for other people to feel joy when they're around you. It's so powerful. My question is, are you open, ready, and willing to use your I am joy imagination?
Yes.
Cool. I invite you to just take a moment and just breathe in, I am joy. And just let it go. And put a smile on your face for extra credit, because when you're in a place of joy, you know that you're smiling inside. And just take a moment and put yourself in your imagination where your life is the fullest reflection and the fullest experience of I am joy. Pay attention to your body right now. How does it feel to imagine I am joy?
Blissful.
Mm-hmm. And feel that blissful feeling. Feel that blissful feeling. Do you know what that blissful feeling is, my friend?
Relaxation.
Yeah, it sure is. It's
lack
also its
fear.
Medicine. Yeah. No, it's actually your cells producing a chemical reaction that's creating a medicine inside. It's creating a medicine inside of your body, and it's a sign that the joy is already inside of you. And I invite you to repeat after me, regardless of feeling numb.
Regardless of feeling numb.
And emptiness.
And emptiness.
I'm now choosing to feel blissful.
I am now choosing to feel blissful.
Mm-hmm. And I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of feeling emptiness.
Regardless of feeling emptiness.
Numb.
Numb.
Loss.
Loss.
I am now choosing to feel blissful.
I am now choosing to feel blissful.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Cool. So that statement is to bring the present part of you into the driver's seat of joy. Now, the challenge here is that 8-year-old inside of you, when it gets triggered, what it does to you is it hijacks the present, and then the past repeats itself, and you find yourself in a groundhog day of lack of self-esteem, inner darkness, lack of trust.
Yeah.
And we're going to give the 8-year-old a new voice right now, and I invite you to repeat, I am joy.
I am joy.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And I'm learning to own my power.
I am learning to own my power.
By loving the past part of me.
By loving the past part of me.
Who's been programmed.
Who's been programmed.
To protectively forget.
To protectively forget.
and fearfully never choose.
And fearfully never choose.
Until right now.
Until right now.
I'm choosing to feel blissful.
I'm choosing to feel blissful.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I'm now choosing to feel blissful.
I am choosing to feel blissful.
Cool. We got the past on board. Now we're going to bring a future memory into the present. I invite you to repeat. I'm feeling blissful.
I'm feeling blissful.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am feeling blissful.
I am feeling blissful.
I am blissful.
I am blissful.
I am joy.
I am joy.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am blissful.
I am blissful.
I am joy.
I am joy.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And Shira, take a deep breath and let it go. And I want to welcome the 8-year young part of you to her fullest potential of joy. And I want to welcome you to your next chapter, your next contract. I'm welcoming you to the next greatest version of Shira. I am joy, feeling blissful, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite joy and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. And take this moment right now, Shira, and just be an observer. And what I mean by being an observer is just pay attention to how it feels to be present right now. Just notice how it feels to be in the room that you're in. Notice how it feels to be in your body right now.
I'm relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you a question. We always ask the same question here right now. As you tune into Kurt, in 5.5 years ago, your beautiful son suddenly died. And it's affected your sleep. There's such a massive loss, a stolen feeling of numb, emptiness, 5 out of 10 that you were feeling when we began. We always ask the same question here. Does that feel the same to you right now, Shira?
I would say it feels about maybe a 2 right now.
And just the question is just this, not even to measure it. The question is, does it feel the same?
No.
What about it feels different?
I feel that it's more of, I'm feeling that I'm coping with this more. I'm coping with the loss. And it's kind of unbelievable, but I just feel less pain. I feel less sorrow. I don't know.
You're observing that you're feeling less pain and sorrow and numbness, when you think about Kurt right now, what emotion do you feel in your heart?
Love.
Welcome to I Am Joy. Love is a natural byproduct. You did great. And I want to tell you, I love you. And I'm so grateful that we got to connect here today.
Thank you. And if I should ever want to connect again, do you have a website or is there?
Yeah, you can go to, it's called the lifelinecenter.com, the life, LIFELINE, center, CENTER.com. And I want to give you a homework real quick, though. Write on a piece of paper, I am joy, feeling blissful. Put it on like 10 sticky notes. Put it in places around your home, on your mirror, in your bathroom. Put it on your computer, cell phone. Make this your affirmation. Say it 187 times a day. I am joy, feeling blissful, especially at night. You know, put one next to your bed. I am joy, feeling blissful. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel, you know, all kinds of emotions. There's nothing bad about emotions. There's just emotions that feel bad. But use this as a means to really raise that vibration and move through this consciously. It will really continue to help you as you just go through life.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It was a pleasure and an honor, really, to talk with you both tonight. Thank you for your time.
Oh, I love you, Shara. Thank you so much for calling. And for everybody listening, this was so beautiful, and I can't thank Dr. Darren Wiseman enough, but I want you guys to know that he is the director of the Lifeline Wellness Center, and you can connect. There are hundreds of people working at that center and helping people like you, you know, to get better and to heal the mind. Like we said, this is the theme of the show. But I'm going to go, Dr. Darren, to another caller from New York, and her name is Elena. And Elena, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carmen. Thank you so much for taking my
call. So meet Dr. Darren Wiseman and just tell him what concerns you, and he will help you.
Well, I guess the big thing is fear about money and finances, which seems to be an issue that's followed me for a lot of my life, and it's kind of come to a head recently, and so that's what I'd like some help with.
I've got a question. What do you rate the fear about your finances?
Well,
zero is nothing. Ten is it's the worst it could ever be. Get me off the planet. What do you rate the fear associated with your finances?
Well, at moments it's 10. I mean, sometimes, you know, I work on it a lot, so sometimes it's less.
What is it? You know, what is it right now?
Maybe a 6 or 7.
A 6. Where do you feel it in your body as you connect to the fear associated with the financial challenges you're facing?
Around my heart area and sometimes in my stomach also.
Yeah, but you feel it around your heart area right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah. And that's we want to do that. It's almost like we're poking the dragon. We want to poke the dragon, not because we're going to tease the dragon. We love the dragon, because the dragon is that power that's inside of us that, you know, is where we find our greatest and fullest potential. Our intuition, our imagination, our creativity comes from our subconscious. And right now, you're just getting the tip of the iceberg. You know, as I was asking Shara, I want to ask you the same question, the truth question. Elena, if you could choose to create your life, would you choose to create it where you had a fear with finances that you could feel in your heart right now, 6 out of 10?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, the answer is hell no. Not a chance. Dr. Darren, that's a stupid question. I would never choose that. Of course not. This is a reactive part of you. This is your portal, right? And the portal is to... You know, we're working with these young parts of ourselves. Cheryl is working with an 8-year-old. You're working with a 6-year-old. And instead of the third chakra, this is your fifth chakra. So this is about how you communicate. And I want you to understand something. You've been under a you've been in a trance, really, that when this trance gets triggered, you lose the ability to communicate, feel your feelings, trust your intuition, and express yourself to create healthy boundaries or relationships or opportunities. This began as an imprint. And what I mean by an imprint, it's a fingerprint on your soul. When you were 6 years of age, you were in an environment of fear of change, avoiding interaction, where people in this environment were reactively communicating, reactively listening. And at 6, you didn't have the ability to be in your power, to have miracle guidance, and your environment couldn't teach you what they didn't know. And you were given a gift of protection, and you've been in a protective survival mode ever since. And I invite you to take a moment right now and connect to the 6-year-old inside of you. She's amazing. She's so beautiful. There's so much joy inside of you. I can feel your energy, and you are such a bright light, Elena. And you've had your bright light behind, it's almost like a Fort Knox. You've got your treasure behind this Fort Knox inside of you. And it's this fear pattern associated with your parents. The same kind of vibration as when you were 6 is what you're living in here today. And as you connect to the 6-year-old within you, what is it that she
desires to feel? If she could feel anything, what is it that she desires to feel?
Well, I would say joy and freedom.
I love it. Then go ahead and
okay,
say
I need
it.
To I go to a break again, guys. I'm so sorry about this.
Don't
Wait
worry
for
about
me.
It.
30 seconds. 30 seconds. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back with Dr. Darren Wiseman, and I interrupted you, so I wanted to continue with Elena about fear and how she can overcome it.
Yeah, and fear of finances, right, Elena?
Right, right.
And I love your intention. Go ahead and say it out loud. I am joy and freedom.
I am joy and freedom.
Mm-hmm. Do it again. I am joy and freedom.
I am joy and freedom.
Yeah, this is the truth of who you are. This is the signature that you are creating in the vibrational frequency of your throat chakra and how you communicate, how you feel, how you intuit, how you live in love, how you walk in this world and how this world moves through you. And my question is, are you open, ready, and willing to use your I am joy and freedom imagination right now?
Yes.
Cool. So I invite you to just take a deep breath in, just breathe in I am joy and freedom. And breathe it out and take a moment right now to see yourself in the future where you are in the house of your dreams and your body is optimally healthy. And your relationship is the fullest vibration of joy and freedom. How does it feel to imagine I am joy and freedom? How does that feel? Pay attention to your body.
It feels fantastic. A lot of energy.
It does feel. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, and that fantastic vibration, that is the healing already begun. It's already begun. Right. And we're working with a 6-year-old little girl who's in an environment of reactive communication, avoiding interaction, fear of change. You know, it's a situation with your parents that it's the wood element, the liver and the gallbladder pushed beyond limits. And you've been in a groundhog day of recreating and repeating on a hamster wheel from hell, push beyond limits.
What do you mean by
infinite love and gratitude?
Push me beyond limits or what?
No, it's how they thought, how they felt, how they spoke. It was the circumstances of their life. Push beyond limits was the vibrational frequency of your parents and how they were capable of being present. Their vibration was a push beyond limits vibration. As you think about your mother and father, what emotion does that bring up for you?
I would say love and sadness, a lot of sadness also.
Infinite love and gratitude. So love and sadness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I'm supposed to say that? Right. Infinite love and gratitude?
Yeah. Infinite love and gratitude is the secret sauce that we use with the lifeline. So when I say infinite love and gratitude, you do it as well. So I invite you to just take a moment and go into the movie theater of your mind, okay? Go inside your mind and observe the thoughts and memories of your parents, both love and sadness that's coming up. I know this might sound weird, but embrace it with joy and freedom. Just see the thoughts of sadness and love that stem from your parents and go like this. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Allow your heart to beat with the love and sadness. We've got to feel to heal, my friend. Give yourself permission to feel both love and sadness that stems from your parents. Feel it. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, there's a message inside of this feeling. There's a message inside of this feeling of love and sadness, Elena. Listen for it. Hear what the voice of your heart's saying to you right now. And as you're hearing what your heart's saying, let me know you are by saying infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did your heart just say to you?
Something like forgiveness or... You know, it wasn't about me. It was about that. Something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't about me. Forgiveness. It wasn't about me. Forgiveness. It wasn't about me. Forgiveness. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And in your mind, see with clarity of vision the thoughts of forgiveness. The vision, the images, the experience of forgiveness. It wasn't about me. See yourself fully forgiving. It was not about me. See yourself being fully forgiven. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good job. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
It wasn't about me. Feel the forgiveness. Feel it. Feel your heart beating with forgiveness. Feel it from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet. Go into the deepest part of your heart, the darkest part of your heart, and light it up with forgiveness right now. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And give forgiveness a voice right now. Hear what the voice of forgiveness is saying to you, Elena. And as you are, let me know by saying infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did the voice say to you?
Peace, something like that. Peace, I guess.
What does it mean to you?
What does peace mean to me?
Harmony,
healing.
Mm-hmm. I invite you to repeat after me. I am joy and freedom.
I am joy and freedom.
Feeling fantastic.
Feeling fantastic.
Joy and freedom and harmony are my nature.
Should I say joy and freedom and harmony are my nature?
There you go. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
In welcoming the six-year young part of you to her fullest potential, Elena, welcoming her to joy and freedom, and welcoming you to the next greatest version of yourself where you have a voice that you can express yourself, that you can listen, that you can say yes or no equally with joy and freedom. Welcome home. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And Elena, take this moment right now to be an observer, meaning be aware of your awareness and notice how it feels to be present. What word or feeling best describes being present for you right now?
I feel very centered.
Mm-hmm. And as you're observing that centered feeling, I invite you to take a moment to revisit the fear associated with your finances that you've been feeling in your heart 6 out of 10 when we began. And as you think about your finances and the challenge and the struggle that's been going on, we always ask the same question here. Does that feel the same to you, Elena?
No.
What about it feels different?
It feels less powerful.
Mm-hmm. And when it feels less powerful, what do you feel?
Freer and more open to possibilities.
Welcome to joy and freedom. Feeling freer and open to possibilities is a natural byproduct, beautiful one. You did awesome. And now you make this your mantra. You make this your affirmation. You put this on sticky notes. I am joy and freedom, feeling fantastic. Write that down, okay? And really practice that. Look for joy and freedom like you lost your car keys. You'll find it.
I did lose my car. I lost my car, not the car keys.
Hilarious.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I may want to be in touch also, but I can't thank you enough. It's really amazing.
It is amazing. It's so beautiful, and it's really simple. And there's a process here. There's an intricate process, and when you follow it, it works. You know, so most people just don't think this way because we've been programmed to think differently. And so we buy into a lie. We buy into a limiting belief as our reality. And when we believe limiting beliefs, we live a lie. And we all get caught into it on one level or another. But there's things that we can do to create change that is absolutely epic in every aspect of our life, which is so beautiful.
Well,
so thank you for calling in.
It's amazing. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you, Elena, for calling. And Dr. Darren Weisman, I have one last caller very quickly. Her name is Lisa. Lisa, can you hear me?
And hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
You are with Dr. Darren Weisman. What is your question
for
today? Hi, Lisa.
My question tonight is, it's a little bit more general, and how does your practice relate to the law of attraction? How is it similar or different?
Great question. You know, here's the deal. The law of attraction is like people go, you know, if I think particular thoughts, I feel particular feelings, I attract that in my life, and that has a truth to it, right? But here's people, and they're, you know, doing affirmations or doing mantras, and still, how come things aren't changing? The conscious mind makes up 2 to 10% of our mind. The conscious mind is our choosing mind. The subconscious mind makes up 90 to 98%. So the nature of the subconscious mind is we want to get our subconscious mind working for us and with us rather than against us. So we apply the law of attraction, absolutely, but we apply it on a subconscious level, which oftentimes creates an instantaneous and spontaneous type of change for people. But the challenge with it, though, Lisa, more than anything, is that people, you know, in our quick fix, pop a pill culture are like, well, just make it go away. And it's not about making things go away. It's not about avoiding things. It's about emerging a consciousness that is divine from within us. And so there's a unique lens that goes along with this, but similar but different, because this is all about bringing the subconscious on board into this law of attraction.
And so how, if we wanted to manifest a relationship or financial abundance, how do we tap into that subconscious?
Well, it's called the Lifeline Technique. It's a 16-step process. I'm doing mini version sessions right now with people. And, you know, the key is I teach people how to use this. A lot of people are like, oh, I want to learn how to do this for other people. And I always say, don't put the cart ahead of the horse. You got to be able to take care of yourself before you can hold the space for anyone else. So I teach people how to create a practice, a daily practice of mind mastery, a daily practice of mind medicine, where we learn how to turn our mind into a tool, turn it from a tormenting mind into a tool that's capable of manifesting great relationships, optimal health, moving through challenges. Like Shara, I mean, people die, and that's absolutely the real deal of what happens every day in life for people. How do we move through life? And oftentimes things happen and we lose the wind out of our sail and we don't know how to access our power. And the Lifeline technique teaches people a process that there's a learning curve. You got to learn how to do it, but anyone can learn it. I've taught kids how to do it. Anyone can. So thank you, Lisa.
So we're coming to the end of the show, and we want to let you know that Dr. Darren Wiseman has a gift. So visit thelifelinecenter.com free, and you will receive a free Lifeline Healing Circle. So, Dr. Darren Wiseman, how can I thank you enough? You're just so amazing.
I love you.
You are so beautiful.
Oh,
I love you a million times more. And we have infinite love and gratitude to you. Infinite love and gratitude
so
to the best person on the planet, Dr. Darren Wiseman. God bless you. And we are so grateful. Infinite love and gratitude, everybody. And I'll be with you next week to Home Time Radio. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and